Don't look under the internet.
We hit record.
I'm recording video. I'm recording Noisio.
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 Noisio. Great. Sync.
Anyway, Sync. Adam Webb.
Oh, God. You're just open. Webb. You're cold opening with that?
Madame
Baffling
Weeby.
Baffling film. Madame Weeby. What do you think? Do you think, like, if someone, if she was making a web and someone, like, bumped into it and, like, destroyed it, she would go, oh, Madame Webb.
God damn it. Nobody encouraged this man.
The internet. This is a horror internet comedy podcast starring yours truly, Jason.
Hello.
Derulo.
Derulo. That's Doug Funny over there. Hee. I think that guy is Matt.
Doug.
And I'm Adam Webb, and he knew my mother when she was in the Amazon researching spiders before she died.
What is happening?
I'm dating this episode pretty hard.
I don't understand.
People are going to look back and...
Does Laura know about that?
We're going... No, shh. Don't tell her.
Okay.
And you won't tell her.
Shut your whore mouth.
Good for you. we have a fun one, and we're going to start this fun one off with a good old-fashioned Daludi housekeeping.
Clap above your head.
Clap above your head.
Thank you, Doug.
So I have a couple people I want to give a shooty out to. First and foremost, over at our website, we have Alpha Prospect.
Hello.
Osada.
Osada.
And then we have Bean Cleaver.
Bean Cleaver. Hell yeah.
This Sunday, join Gravedigger and Bean Cleaver as they take on Bigfoot.
Bean Cleaver. That's fantastic.
Bean Cleaver.
Best
clean beaver.
Yeah. Best cult member name of the year.
Now we have
a lot
ones.
I don't care.
Yeah. With a hot jug of hot cheese.
Big jug of hot cheese.
Yeah, we need. Yeah. Well, that's what we should do. Our next March Madness should be a bracket of patron.
Patron brawl. 20 of you enter. Most of you will die.
But you'll all keep giving us your money.
But you'll all keep paying us.
Let's be real. It's going to be between Bean Cleaver and Big Jug of Hot Cheese.
Jug of Hot Cheese. Yeah. We also have Spicy Unicorn. Ooh. Is it spicy like heat spice or like sending nude spicy?
Maybe.
Because I don't need a unicorn sending me its unidong. I don't want that.
Unidong?
And
it's like the unibomb.
As opposed
penis.
To, you don't have to say that. It's like most things only have one penis. Only the echidna doesn't.
No, it's got one penis, just four
That's
heads.
Fair. One shaft, four tips.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a real man.
Doug's like, why?
We also have Witch of the Wood, but the W's are V's. That's that entire thing is the username.
So it's Vitch.
Witch of the Wood, but the W's are V's. I'm just kidding. It's Witch of the Wood. So it's Vavitch of the Vavood.
Vavitch.
Just like the movie, The Vavitch, which I got too bored during, and I couldn't understand what they're saying. Because the guy's like, I'm gonna speak an old colonial fucking pilgrim talk. Witch over there. And I'm like, I don't understand what you're saying. There's Black Phillip just pierced you with his horns, though. So you're dead, old man.
Spoiler
anyway,
alert.
Yes. That's been Daludi Housekeeping. If you want to go and give us...
I feel like there's more.
If you were to be housekeeping...
Is there more?
Well, we had like...
Do
I
you
want
feel
to say
like
the
that,
very or? First Patreon that we ever had return, I think.
Holy shit.
Oh, did we?
Nicole Kempkin or whatever.
Yeah.
Nicole! She's back!
Nicole Kempkin.
Patreon, I think we ever
Holy
had.
Crap.
Nicole is she's the one that started it all because she low key Nicole, if you're listening to this, she's like the one that got us on just general people's radar. because she started retweeting just a bunch of our stuff on Twitter, and then she's got a moderate following on there that just kind of like boosted us a
bit. What a fucking boss bitch.
Yeah.
OG and, sex and pervert. Like,
OG sex pervert.
Did you check fourth wall? Did we read fourth walls as well?
Yeah, you just...
All right, cool. Then we're good. Okay, yeah. Okay. We're done.
Housekeeping I didn't read, done. However, the thank yous that I had on there. So I sent out a thank you from Bean Cleaver that said, I'm so fucking stoked to slap this Peans and Beans sticker on my Annihilatrix.
Just cleave it right on
Scion
there.
XB. Yeah. We also have from King. Oh, what's up? Ooh, what's up? What's up?
Fuck that, dude.
It said, here's the $10 I owe you. I should have proofread it.
Yeah, you didn't
keep it in.
Fucking
keep
check
it in.
That at all, man. God,
I love that.
That's really funny because I was about to say King's an admin on our Discord, and if you want to get really offended and then leave, you can come join.
Mike's got you.
I should have proofread that.
That was amazing.
Jesus Christ.
The just the reaction when he like it left his mouth was great.
He tried to like pull it back. He's like, no.
Put the word back in.
Oh man, that was fucking funny. Holy shit.
It's the first cut.
Don't edit it out completely and just put a big beep in there. So it's just like, here's the $10 I owe you for
100%. 100%. God.
This is what you get for being in the live shows.
Holy Lord.
Oh, God.
Okay. Well, Jesus Christ.
All right. Someone else take fourth wall and take it away from me. That's not your fault.
I don't have that in front of me.
Oh, God. That's funny. Anyway, give us money, patreon.com or diluti.com. Do that thing. thus concludes the housekeeping. Boys, I got myself a little bit of Mexican food the other day. You know what I got?
Did you get carnitas? Because I got some fucking carnitas the other day.
I got carne asada.
Oh.
Asada.
Carne asada.
It was made of flesh. I got carne asada.
Yeah.
It's a new menu item called carne asada.
Did you need some flavor enhancer for it?
Most people call that long pig.
Long pig.
Long pig. No, we're talking about something very, very fun. I had a... Full disclosure, I was unfortunately not able to finish it because...
Wow.
Oh, you bitch. You fucking bitch.
I've had a busy week.
You goddamn bitch. No. Fuck you.
But what I've seen... is probably some of the most entertaining stuff that personally I think has come through this show. I think I've enjoyed the bits that I've seen the most out of a lot. It reminds me a lot of
what is it though?
Vitas Carnis.
Bird Scooter. This episode is brought to you by the Big Red Button Podcast.
Do you know what you'd do in a nuclear apocalypse?
Because we sure as quack don't.
See how our choices get us into trouble and back out again in this actual play podcast.
Big Red Button is for lovers of the Fallout franchise, choose your own adventures, and tabletop role-playing games rolled into one big audio drama.
Our band of stragglers is unraveling a mystery in the wasteland. And we're at the mercy of the roll of the dice.
So grab your Geiger counters, take your rat away, and subscribe to our new show, The Big Red Button.
It's Vita Carnis.
Vita Carnis. But it reminds me a lot of A, Mystery Flesh Pit,
uh-huh.
B, Gemini.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And those have been my two favorites that we've covered.
Okay.
And I am very excited to get into this.
Yeah, this is like hands down best.
It's an analog horror, but it starts off in things that piss me off.
Yeah, it
does start off with things that are terrible, but it gets so much fucking better. And if I'm being 100% honest, if there was anything in this world that was as close to like Dead Space, the analog horror, like the origin of Dead Space analog horror, that's this. It's this fucking little series right here.
Yeah. Also, you yeah. all have probably wondered by Jason's audio. He's not with us in
I'm
the
not.
Room. He's
no.
got
he's dead.
He's got the dead.
You also may no, no, have no noticed longer that with
us. It's terminal.
With your eyes, if you're on YouTube, you can't see me there either.
No.
Yeah, but you can tell that he looks a little
homeless.
A little homeless.
A little disheveled.
Dude, I've been trying to get my hair cut.
It's been a really rough couple of weeks.
I've needed to get my hair cut for like a month and a half, and I just kept putting it off. And then I just got 2 weeks of horrendous sickness. And now I look like I've lived underneath the fucking Golden Gate Bridge for 4 months.
Like, you do have denim jackets just draped behind you. Like, this is your camp, and you're just like airing out your clothes.
I'm not allowed to use the washing and drying machine, so I just have to string all my clothes up everywhere because people are afraid that my infection will just kill people. So
you haven't been able to go out and, you know, get a haircut and stuff because you're too busy spending all your days panhandling by the highway.
Yeah.
Infecting weary travelers.
Yeah.
It's a full time job.
Anyway. Well, yeah, so Vita Garnis. It's a very entertaining one. It's not overly
Spanish either.
It's just more fun to say like that.
It's those words are Latin for anybody who is wondering.
Yeah, yes. But it's more fun to say.
Vita
Carnes.
Not Italian.
It's not a Taco Bell fucking menu item.
What does Vita Carnes mean?
Meat life.
Yeah, meat there you life.
Go. Meat life.
Meat life.
Did you seriously just do
meatloaf?
Oh my god, are you
Vape Nation meatloaf?
Holy fuck.
So where else to start Vita Carnes but in the beginning, am I right, guys? You can find it all on YouTube. Just go to YouTube, just type in Vita Carnes.
And they have a very convenient viewing order playlist.
Yeah, this guy. Oh my god, he even puts the entire of like the first 75% of the content in one video in case you have time for that. It's great.
It's great. Yeah,
it's fucking fantastic.
The fucking documentary one. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's actually worth your while to watch that one instead of all the singular ones on their own.
100%.
Yeah, this guy fucks. Anyway, yeah. I'm going to dive into it a little bit. So Episode 1, we start off with a video. It's called Living Meat Research Documentary 1, Intro and the Crawl.
Nothing weird there.
And it does this thing that I love. This bit, it reminds me that I'm like a pirate from the 90s because it's like, warning, viewer discretion. Yeah, because like, viewer discretion is advised because this has like four.
Oh, like a content.
Like a video pirate because then, it immediately says like
Somali pirates and like white dad sneakers and like.
Yes, like the K-Swiss and like tube socks. With some fucking jorts. Yeah.
My JNCOs.
Yes, 100%. Oh my god.
My Pogs and my JNCOs.
Oh,
no,
shit.
But I thought I was a pirate in the 90s because you get this like in the first couple, you get this screen that says classified material. Federal law provides severe civil and criminal penalties for those unauthorized viewing of this footage. And it's like you can get a penalty of $500,000. And I'm like, I remember that shit from old VHS tapes that I didn't get illegally.
They still do that in DVDs as well.
Yeah, but those I don't get illegally.
Hey, you wouldn't download a car.
Yeah,
I would if I could. But,
right.
I have a 3D printer.
Fuck you. Yes,
start
I would.
Off. And this starts off in the typical way that Moot and I don't really care for anymore. It's a fucking slideshow.
Yeah.
It's a slideshow. And this is the part that just pisses
me
off a bit
more. Analog horror without it, though.
So there's two things that throw me off. I'm just going to mention them right now.
I'll excuse the slideshow.
Yeah. I'm excusing it because
it's not a news channel.
It's not a news channel.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like a 3 a.m. bulletin and like bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to excuse it. But when I first watched this, I was like, really? Because not only is it a slideshow, but he uses AI fucking text to voice that just throws me off. And then
I'll tell you why I like this.
Go ahead.
Later.
We
should talk about this stuff later.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. That's fine. Whatever.
Exactly why I said that.
Whatever. Anyway, we start off. And it's like, Earth, things live here. Big and small, fat and wide and skinny. There's things from elephants to mice.
What's that dude's
name? And you things have been here for
David
Werner
Attenborough.
David Attenborough.
AI voice Morgan Freeman.
There you go.
That would have been amazing.
The meat is alive.
Morgan Cleveland.
The meat is alive. Werner Herzog would have been perfect.
Morgan
for this.
Bean Cleveland.
And then there was life.
Morgan Bean Cleveland.
And but it mentions, I don't like that one bit.
If there's ever a Diluty D&D one-shot session, that's going to be a fucking character.
Morgan Bean. It's an NPC.
Morgan Bean Cleaver, for sure.
Runs the shop.
Mike's like, we're not even like a minute in the first.
No, not even. I'm trying.
I'm sorry. So, I have not had human contact in like 5.5 days. So I will, I'm sorry, but I will try.
It's fine. So. It starts off and it's like the earth, things live here. And it's like for millions of years, things. Shut up.
Mike, you just got to be loud and you got to just go. Just keep talking.
I can't.
Trust that the editor will do things that
so just like. Just sum it up, man.
So basically, it's like, hey, these weird things just started fucking popping up. There's like these mysterious creatures that started popping up around the world, and now we share a world with them. What are they? And it's like, well, there's a couple weird ones going on. They're like one of the most important ones that you're gonna find is called the Crawl. And I'm like, what is that? And you get a little bit more information on not only the Crawl, but like a little bit of backstory to these creatures. It mentions how this research lab called Living It's literally called the National Living Meat Research.
Yep.
And it's a lab that basically they devote their time to figuring out what this new species is, where it came from, and how it got here, all that good stuff. And it basically says that these are the things that we know about it. It's like most of the shit's made of muscle, organs, and bones. And usually they resemble mammals without skin, or it resembles raw meat. So think of like a fucking turkey. Raw turkey. There you go.
A raw turkey.
Yeah. Typically, these things consume organic
like
material.
Red, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, they're red.
They can be red. And it says that they usually consume organic matter. Mainly, it's flesh of other animals, and typically, it's dead flesh. These things usually consume. They're scavengers. They usually consume dead flesh. It's very rare that they go for living things, but it happens. Happens quite a bit. We've got an introduction to that. We get an introduction to this first, like, I guess I'm gonna call it like a subspecies.
It's very rare,
of...
but it happens quite a bit, Jason. What did you not understand?
I'm not gonna get any answers from where my line of questioning was going, so I'm just aborting.
loading.
Yeah.
This like meat, fleshy meat based organism has been called the Vitacarnis family, and in this family there are multiple subspecies. One of them is called
my
the Crawl
family.
Exactly. And the Crawl is part of this new family, and we learned some information about the Crawl. It's basically this like root system, I guess you could say, kind of like imagine like tree roots, or like when you pull a plant up out of the ground,
like
you see all
vines.
The roots and stuff,
like
it's
how
like
ivy, like ivy
vines
grows,
yeah, ivy vines, things yeah. like that. And how this thing works is it's vines or tendrils, whatever you want to call them, are very similar to
its
peni is very similar to like arteries. It's got like blood flow in it. It's
Think
got
the,
like, multiple different like
the fucking War of the Worlds remake with Tom Cruise. You guys remember any?
I haven't seen that, so I'm gonna just nod and agree.
It's kind
of
just like
we're
a web
in the
of
presence
Slim Jims.
Of mental illness.
Yeah, it's like Slim Jims are growing out of the earth and yeah. attaching themselves to things.
This is a reality that I'm interested in.
You know when you come,
fuck Mystery
blood.
Flesh Pit,
but it definitely is like a root system, and it can grow almost anywhere. Like this part of Vita's Carnis family is very durable. And
it
reason
thrives
being, it's
in every region.
Exactly. It's yep. it can kind of like it's got ways to, I guess, adapt to any region. It has uses these tendrils to absorb nutrients in the soil around it. Or if it's in a nutrient like lacking area, like a more desert area, the bits of the roots that stick out of the ground are more black in color because it absorbs solar solar rays, and it gets energy from that as well.
I love the map so that shows like where this stuff is abundant, and it literally just shows every continent on Earth, and it's just like red. Just
because it can go everywhere. And you're probably wondering, this invasive species that can grow everywhere is probably going to fuck up a bunch of ecosystems, right?
No.
Actually, you'd be wrong on that one.
Opposite.
It thrives.
Oh, yeah.
It does the exact opposite. Whenever this thing is like, the roots and the branches that are out of the soil basically decay away and produce this like nutrient rich soil that the plants around the area use to grow. And those growing plants bring in like herbivores and rabbits and shit. And that brings more predators. And the root systems feed off of like carcasses as well. So any carcasses of like dead animals and stuff that are also around, this thing will consume along with the shit that these things leave behind. So it's like this secular, it's a circle of meat. You got it. And it's very
meat circle.
I'm very like
that I'm
hell yeah.
I'm very like happy with how this like subtle little bit of, I like that like subtle bit of lore that we get.
You get a little bit of lore.
Yeah. And it's even like, they're even like, oh yeah, this shit's like super good for humans too, because like, you know, you could potentially eat this if you need to. Like it's still like
full it doesn't taste good, but it's pretty good for you.
Yeah. And it's literally everywhere. Like it's like a fucking, it's a root system.
This
is the new
crazy
7 days of fucking meal prep. Just this shit.
Yeah.
Just in a box. Now, only crawl.
I'm gonna have to try this.
This
out.
Is like the crawl is like, if there's a family tree, this is where it starts. The crawl kind of produces the other.
The crawl's the cum.
Honestly, sure.
I don't like that. Nope.
But the one of the other species that.
There's a video about cooking this, Doug. Are you fucking with me?
Yeah, I cover it. It's fun. Hell yeah. We'll get there.
Okay.
There's a species that comes off of the crawl. Like, literally, it falls off. The crawl will produce these meat nodes that fall off and that produces the next thing that I'm going to talk about, which is called the trimmings.
I love
a good meat node.
Now, every time, every fucking time I hear about the trimmings, I immediately think of that Robot Chicken skit about lemmings.
Oh, God.
Oh, where they're all jumping off the fucking cliff.
Yes. Now, trimmings, essentially, they are those meat nodes. They fall off the crawl, and they're really tiny. They're tiny little fuckers, and they just kind of skedaddle away from the crawl, and they literally eat anything at first to survive. Anything they can get a hold of, they will eat.
They're pests.
They're basically, and I'm going to get to raccoons. They're basically, they're furless raccoons.
Yeah.
They are meat raccoons.
Yep.
Now, they start off very small, and they only grow to about the size of a basketball. They don't get very big, much like a raccoon do.
Yeah.
And they literally look like a skinless raccoon. Like, it looks like a red flesh raccoon. Now, the nice thing about these things is, it has a lot of similarities to a raccoon. They're very skittish. They're not like temperamental. They're more scared of you than you are of them. And they're scavengers. Like people, it literally says that people, they've started to become more of an annoyance to people because they'll find them late at night rummaging through their trash. These things are fucking raccoons. That's all they are. And it's even like some people keep them as pets, you know, like raccoons, because some people keep raccoons as pets, like weirdos. And I should note, I don't think I noted it. In the first episode, it also mentions...
Well, fucking note it now.
All of this just started in the year 1931.
Uh-huh.
Just, boom, we got some weird fleshy shit going on.
Yep.
So no one knows why.
Normal, fleshy, weird tubes.
World War One. No, Great Depression. Going into World War Two, and then bam, flesh. That's what happened.
No, you're... Before that, but
Nope,
fine.
I'm right. So...
Nope.
You would think...
Great... 1930 now, is the Great Depression.
These things, because of how like defenseless they are and how weak they are, they're quite literally on the bottom of the food chain. The video shows us that these things are even below rabbits when it comes to the food chain. And they get picked off by predators and shit so fucking often. And you're probably thinking, wow, this thing sounds like it sucks. Wouldn't you think that it's like That their numbers would that be was, on the decline.
That was
like,
literally
rapidly?
The first note I put in my notes when I was watching this stuff. Because I was like, what are these things point? Like, evolutionarily, why do these things keep existing?
They actually have a very, very, very good point.
Yeah. And essentially, it's like, yeah, no, don't worry. Because the crawl is just always making these things.
Always.
Like, the crawl just produces them.
They're like chicken nuggets that you have to catch before you eat.
Yeah, I don't know if you actually mentioned this during your crawl section, but the crawl actually like upticks the rate of like pretty much everything, growth of crops, growth of life around
spent
it.
A bit of time like explaining that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. That's great.
Now
we'll make sure we really hammer home that point.
Yeah.
Just if you forgot in the last 10 minutes because we've been on track.
If you drink as much as something, we do, here's your reminder.
Something I want to bring up. In the first video, I didn't bring it up because I couldn't read it. There's a little...
I can't read.
Real quick.
You're not wrong.
There's a real quick glitch, and then you see a little newspaper article. And I can't read what it says, but in this one, I caught it. You can find a newspaper article, and it's real fast. And all it mentions is that there's mass trimming infestations that are going on. So people are pretty pissed about these things just being around. And I don't blame them. Like, these would be annoying. Imagine this, a family of these,
dude,
plus a family of raccoons rummaging around your suburb.
When they started talking about these and like equating them to raccoons, but then they they play a sound clip at some point of what they sound like at night or when they're like active.
Oh, yeah.
Holy fucker. I would blow.
It reminds me of the noise from Resident Evil: The Village when that like weird baby thing is following you around. That's what it sounded like.
Absolutely not.
Just done.
And people are like, "Yeah, I want to keep these things as a pet.
Why?
Yeah,
husky. I would love a husky
making these noises at night. Fuck no.
Fuck no.
No, that's the best. What are you talking about?
I want a husky, but I won't get one because they scream too much. And these things, like, nope. It's like a baby that has 4 sets of vocal cords. And no skin. It's terrible.
I love that.
Well, then,
so,
there you
go. Next video. Next video we move on to is the other category from that basically spawns from the crawl, and it is called the meat snake.
Yes.
Now, the meat snake is birthed, and it's only a couple centimeters long. They're very tiny. They look more like worms than a snake.
They're growers.
But these fuckers, they're definitely growers because they can get up to 16 feet. Yeah. Long.
Oh, more than that.
They're fucking massive. They can get bigger, but on average they get to 16 feet. They can get bigger if there's things like natural disasters, war, or plagues that can happen. Reason
war?
Being is we'll get into that for a second.
That's my favorite part of this video too. They're just 100%. Like, these things will become more populated when these things happen. And
when
one of the bullet
happens.
Points is just war, no explanation.
War. Yeah. Fucking Operation Desert Storm happens. There's a bunch of meat snakes going around.
Yeah, are the meat snakes going to war? Or
there's so many meat snakes. Why? War is afoot.
The meat snakes are marching one
Don't
by
worry
one.
About
what
it.
Is it good
war
for
were declared.
So these meat snakes, we find out, they typically eat they eat dead bodies, essentially. They
eat dead flesh.
Yeah, they eat dead things. They don't eat live things. They eat dead things. And they have, much like a regular snake, and it's like heat sensing tongue. It's got its own little tongue appendage thing that senses like the particles of like dead things.
Decaying
in the air
flesh.
And can,
like, it's
like
the
guide
fucking
it.
Rotting particles in the air. What a terrible sense.
And it can guide it.
What a fucking terrible superpower. Like,
that's
there's dead flesh in
the
air,
superpower?
I can taste it.
So how this thing can...
Mike, I just want to point out that your mom is in the Discord talking about meat snakes growing right now.
What's up, Mom? No! I don't like that at all.
Yeah, she said, meat snakes do grow.
If you guys want to come join the conversation in Discord and join Mike's mom, Janine, talk about some meat snakes.
Meat snakes.
Yeah, just hit
That's
up our
why
Discord.
We have the booze. Why the booze is here?
Oh my God. What are we drinking? Yeah. What are we thinking? There's a bottle here and it's empty.
Empty.
Yeah.
This is Four Roses. It's just Four Roses again.
Cool. I'm
anyway,
having...
so this meat snake.
Okay, bye.
The end.
Yeah, you're
go,
not.
Go ahead, Jason. What are you drinking?
It doesn't matter. I'm having High Life because I don't want to try drinking actual hard
ass water. Champagne of beers. Nice. Classic.
Champagne of beers.
The piss of champagne. Beers.
Reminds me of college.
What are you drinking, Mook?
Absolutely no.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. He's hydration boy.
He's drinking what war is good for.
So when these meat snakes eat dead flesh, they release this chemical in their body. And that chemical basically breaks down the nutrients that they need. And then it leaves behind the shit that they don't need, like fingernails, pelvic bones, skulls, things like that.
Is it Giddy Up 409?
Now, it'll take these leftover bits. It'll take these leftover bits that it doesn't need. And
them little
that'll
bits.
Go all the way to the end of the snake and just become part of the snake.
More snake.
So all this leftover meat and bone and shit that I don't eat, congrats, that's more snake. That's all these things keep getting bigger.
Congrats.
Now, you're probably wondering, gross, it eats the skull. Actually, it doesn't. It wears it like fucking, what's his name? The serial killer guy, and he's like Fafa Beast.
Oh, fuck.
Doesn't he?
Anthony Hopkins.
Like armor.
Yeah.
Hannibal.
Hannibal.
Yeah. Fucking wearing faces like Hannibal or some shit. And it wears skulls. So each of these meat snakes can look different depending on, you know, what they last ate, where they are, things like that. Now, these meat snakes are pretty common around like civilization, I've noticed, because people will use these meat snakes in like butcher shops. They'll give them like the leftover meat. They're basically trash cans for butchers, fucking zoos when like monkeys die. Like,
here you go, buddy. Come on.
Battlefields. They will release these things onto battlefields to clean up decaying
nature's
bodies
janitor.
Because
nature's
yeah.
Janitor.
When these things eat bodies,
who's a good little meat snake?
When these things eat bodies, if it's like toxic meat or anything that it's eating, it will like basically cleanse it. Anything that comes out of this snake is no longer like infectious or full of disease. The like decaying process in its gut dissolves all of that away. So whatever comes out is clean. It's very
concentrated
strange.
Meat oil.
Concentrated meat oil. That's awful. I hate that a lot. Now these
all
things
the
are also known
you need
to live
make more meat
for 28 years on average.
I'm sorry. Why though?
Because they have a healthy diet of dead
of meat. Just dead things, dead people.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Now you're probably wondering, how can you kill this thing? Well, there's a couple ways you can kill it. It could starve to death.
Well, okay. It sounds like it only touches things that are dead. Is there a reason why we'd want to kill it?
I mean, you don't want it to get too big.
But why?
We kill things that don't want to hurt us.
Do
all
we
the
kill
time.
Things people... for being big?
Whales.
Yeah, that's what poaching is.
That's fair.
Yeah,
that's
but
fair.
Yeah.
That was a stupid question. Legal, that was a dumb though. Question. That's my fault.
Yes,
continue,
it was.
Mike.
Anyway, so you can burn it, apparently, and you can destroy the meat snake coating. What does
these
that mean,
have
you
so
ask?
So many physical properties. It's jarring.
Yeah. I don't fully understand what the meat snake coating is, but you can use that to kill it. Okay, good.
It's the foreskin.
It's the meat skin.
It's like a hyper thick connective tissue membrane that just covers the whole thing.
Oh, so destroy that.
Yeah. We have the same thing in between our skin and our muscles, but apparently this is like 200 times
it's just
as a thick
connective
so.
Tissue.
Basically. I know, maybe
this will also come up again later.
Yeah, a couple
so.
Times.
Yeah.
Now, the meat snake so far is the only
meat snake.
Ironically, it's the only species from Vita Carnis to reproduce by like I wouldn't say breeding.
Of course, the meat
no,
snake.
No, it's not breeding. It's masturbation, if anything.
It's like it's an amoeba. It separates from itself. Like a nuclei.
Mitosis.
Whatever? And it creates another meat snake and they just go their separate
mitosis?
Ways. That's how they reproduce. It's mitosis.
Mitosis.
And it's just like, hey, me.
I say that, but I don't know if that's the correct word.
No, it is. Mitosis.
Now, these things are typically, they look ugly as shit, but they're also pretty docile. They're not like aggressive unless
they're
you're
tameable as shit,
fucking
apparently.
With it trying. Yeah, unless you're fucking with it trying to eat, it's pretty much going to leave you alone, and it's pretty tameable. Like, it's not that big a deal.
Like, don't try to sex up a meat snake, you know?
No. But
it'll get mad.
Damn. That's going to lead us on to
it doesn't consent.
The final boy for my research here. The last video is on a subcategory of Vita Carnis called the Mimics.
This is the scariest video in the entire series.
100 fucking percent.
Now, Mimics, they pop off of the crawl.
If you watch
and they look
any single video from this series, go watch this one.
Yeah.
It is pretty good. They pop off of the crawl and they resemble at first the Trimmings. But just a little smaller and with less legs. Trimmings usually have like six appendages. These guys have four. And they look a little skinnier too. As they get bigger, they start to resemble a humanoid figure. Just with more extended, like longer fingers, they have longer limbs, and they have bulging eyes. So we're looking at a meaty person, which doesn't sound weird until you see a meaty person. Now, this thing's mouth, full of, was it incisors?
Mostly incisors, some molars and bicuspids near the back.
And they even, go down there.
They make
throat.
It a point.
Yeah, fangs in the throat.
Well, we'll get to that. They make a point to mention that it has these teeth because it is the perfect teeth for gripping and ripping flesh.
In large chunks.
Now you're probably
swallowing those chunks whole.
Yeah.
Yes. Now these things love to live around
the meat glug.
It's got the meat glug. The meat glug. Now these things love to live in more densely populated areas with people. And you're probably wondering to yourself, Michael, why does it want to live in places with people?
What do you mean?
Its food is people. It eats people. Until this point eats dead things.
Yep.
These guys, on the other hand,
they hunt only people.
And they do a big serial killer about it. They don't even just attack you like a pack of wolves.
Yeah.
No. They follow you.
They
like Ted Kaczynski you or something.
Is psychological torment.
They watch you for weeks. They get your routine down. They wait until you're vulnerable.
Yes.
And then they suck your dick before they kill you.
These things, they'll go into places populated by humans, and they will pick out one target, and they will stalk that target until that target is at its weakest point, which is typically when you're in bed sleeping. And that is when it kills you. So it will follow you around. Imagine being like going to work one day and you just notice some creepy looking guy down the street and you're like, huh, weird. And you get on like the train and then you just take the train all the way to work. You work your 9 to 5 and then you get back on the train and you notice, hey, is that fucking creepy guy again? And then you get off the train and you're driving. And then like you look in the rear view mirror and like 2 miles down, you see this guy just like shackling and just shumbling towards you. And it's like, the fuck is up with this homeless man? Wow. Why is he following me home? And then you get home and he kills you.
And he's
because
in
he's been outside your window, breathing heavily outside the window, watching you as you're trying to watch the latest episode of fucking Sex in the City, the new bit that's out, which is bad, the new season, which is like Say Less or whatever it's called. It's not good.
This is going a direction I did not expect it to.
Yeah. What?
Anyway, but while we're getting all this information, it's still in that like PowerPoint slideshow-esque like mannerisms. But we cut now to this like found footage style video of someone like frantically trying to hide in what looks like their house. And they like stash, it's at night, and they like stash themselves in like a closet, and they do the foolish thing to hide leaving their flashlight on full blast
real quick. Yes. Before you go forward, I think it adds to the creepy factor, but one thing that the video did say before this like found footage style video comes up is that the Mimics will always wait until you are either sleeping or cornered.
Yeah.
And they will calculate it and they will make sure you have nowhere to go, and then they will attack you.
Yeah,
and
they basically will leave you alone unless you are completely vulnerable.
Yep. And have nowhere
to
run.
It's that psychological shit.
Yes.
Yeah. And in like, case you had needed another reason to just be totally paranoid.
It's like it thrives off fear. Because if you have an exit strategy and a way out, it'll leave you alone.
Yep.
But if you're cornered, it'll just fucking mock you.
and then kill you. Yeah.
Like this one. And then it flashes to the video, and the video is someone hiding in their closet. Again, makes the foolish mistake of not turning their bright ass flashlight off when something's trying to kill them. And they're just sitting in the closet, and you just see the closet door just creak open slightly.
Oh.
And you see these like long, meaty fingers just elegantly caress. Just caress
so
the door.
They're so creepy looking, too.
I just want to say that they're in this closet for like a good while before, and you just hear it all happening, but you don't see anything for a while.
In the background, you hear this thing kind of shuffling around like it's looking.
Like, you hear every step it takes towards this,
that's
like, closet.
That's the thing, though. It's not looking. It's just waiting. And
it just knows exactly where you are. Yeah.
Because that's the thing.
It's edging you.
Yeah. That's the thing, though, is like, when this thing shows up, you know you're fucked because you know it's already thought of, you know you have no way out because you know it's already thought about it.
Yep.
Mm.
As long as you know about horrible. These things' habits, that's a fucking nightmare.
But you see its fingers, and then the camera pans up a little bit, and you see it's dead. Just its eye. Yeah, it's just these cold, dead eyes.
Oh,
it kind of looks like a Titan from Attack on Titan.
Yes.
It looks like when they chip away at the wall in season one, and it's like, oh my God, they're in the wall. It looks like that.
Spoilers.
The other thing is they're grinning. Like, they have this big, dumb fucking grin on their face.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
They talk about
that,
too.
It's got this grin on their face. Yeah. It's got a grin on their face, and they make a point to say, it's just a coincidence. Yeah. This is how their skull is built.
Just fucking dumbass skull.
Yeah, I don't know if they made this suit out of like paper mache or like how, but it's CG. It's so good. No, I don't think
it's CG. It's just CG.
No. Some of the pictures. Not.
Oh, you're talking with the video.
If you guys have watched any of
latex
of Dear David, it looked very similar to some of the things that were used in that. And that's something we'll cover at some point.
We can talk about that later. But 100%. The point was, it looks really fucking scary.
It doesn't look... it's so unfortunate.
Now, you're probably wondering. You're probably like, Mike, that sounds terrifying. It gets worse. This thing can evolve like a Pokemon.
Oh, yeah.
It can go into two different stages. If it is in a place that is like abundant of like... Basically, if it lives in the city, if it gets to the city and there's a fuckload of people around, it'll morph itself to look like a person. And it will
There's like two steps, though. So if they're eating enough, they'll become like an elder mimic or whatever they call it.
Yeah, if they...
That's the next one. I'm getting to that one.
Well, that one's before.
No.
What Mike is saying is that the regular mimics will actually take things like clothing and drape it over themselves to like help conceal their super skinless body, just to like blend in with society and stuff like that.
Mm, yeah. See, there it is. But anyway, so if you're living in the city, there's a bunch of people around you. It'll don human clothing, it'll grow hair, and it'll become indistinguishable from another person. And that is how it feeds.
Well,
the other one...
That one doesn't feed. From what the video said, though, that one doesn't feed. From the two evolutionary branches, there's one that goes full up, like, mimics a human, but doesn't quite eat them as much. It eats them more in secret, whereas the other one becomes, like, the apex human hunter.
And that's the one I'm getting to right now.
Yes.
So if this one's like basically thriving in the city. This is essentially like, I feel like in this world, they're trying to pass off that like serial killers are these mimics. I got that vibe because these things stalk their prey. They're very psychological about it. And now they just look like another human being.
Yeah, the one you're talking about now is like almost indistinguishable from a human.
They just look like another person. So in my mind, like, I feel like that part of the lore here is like, in this world, serial killers are mimics.
Well,
don't they say though that even when they've reached like full like person form, their limbs and shit are still fucked up though? Like there's like little tells.
Yeah, there's definitely tells.
They kind of contradict themselves a little because they say that
you haven't watched all the videos.
I've watched my video.
No, I know, but there's a lot of things that are said about mimics a little later on.
That's fine.
I'm just saying, because like I don't want you to think that it's contradicting itself when there's a lot of random.
In my video, it both says that there are some like attributes, like the long limbs and stuff. It'll still say
right,
that here,
right.
But then it also says it is indistinguishable from another human.
That's fair. That's,
so I'm
that's
like, fair. Which is it?
That's
you
fair.
Know.
How can you tell? Well, their eyeballs are like 14 meters wide.
Yeah, but so the next evolution. The next evolution is if you have basically a mimic who engorges themselves, I guess, would be a polite
hedonism
word to say.
Over, the shit overeats. Cannibalism.
Yes. This thing basically becomes the Hulk of a mimic. It gets much larger. It loses its, like stealth mode. Like, it doesn't care as much. It goes, like, basically all black except the head. The limbs get longer. It gets stronger.
Strongs.
The body goes basically jet black. The face stays the same, except the eyes are more hollow. The mouth, all the teeth in the mouth go down to the throat. So it's just a toothless grin. And that reminded me of snapping turtles, because snapping turtles have all their teeth in the throat for when they catch jellyfish, they can't come out.
Gross.
Fascinating stuff. But you're looking at the goddamn apex predator right here, because this fucking thing just stalks you in the night and it will just beat the shit out of you. It'll just sit in the dark. You come around, it bonks you and eats you. Like, it doesn't get any creepier than that. And it's to the point where, like, there's a PSA on what to do if these things come around. And it's like, if you come across a mimic, you know, this is what you're going to want to do. And it's like, okay, let's hear what I want to do here. And it's like, first, don't be by mimics.
Just don't.
It's basically
just don't.
Like,
just don't.
It's like, don't be by mimics, man. It's basically like, don't walk around at night by yourself because you're going to get got. Okay, sure. And then it's like, number two.
Cloud, it's already too late.
It's already too late.
Basically, yeah. It's like, two, if you see a mimic just chilling, not doing anything, just slowly back up. Like it'll just get out of there because it may not have noticed you. So just get out of there.
Are you a bear?
And it's like, three.
Dude.
Yeah, it might be a bear.
Treat mimics and bears like the exact same way is what I've learned.
Why doesn't everyone just carry around mimic repellent? I don't understand.
Well,
I would just
you guys would all would
making way too
myself really that. Hard, and then it'd be like, oh, that guy shits himself. I don't want to look like him.
You can kind of do that here, because the next one is if you're cornered by a mimic and you have no way out, go into the fetal position, scream really loud, and hope that other people come to your aid.
Face down.
So you can essentially shit yourself. That'll probably help.
Feet
and then, you know, protect your vital organs that it will eventually
get
rip
to.
Out.
And then the next one is, hey, if you got like a weapon, like a gun or something, don't use it because these things are super durable.
Yep.
And the gun or the bat, any weapon you have is useless.
How durable
if anything,
are they? How
you should use
am I?
This. Questions for later. It's like, if you're going to use this weapon for anything, use it as like a barrier between you and the mimic, because that's all
I
it's
thought
good
you were going to say use it on yourself.
Yeah, you could. God, you could.
It'll be easier this
way. And then it's like step six. If you are in a position where a mimic is like looking for you, hide behind like your couch, hide under your bed, do what you can. And they even bring up a point. They're like, hide from this mimic, because a mimic, it's like hide from this mimic and then, you know, make your way out, make your way to the exit, whatever you can, because a mimic isn't going to sit around and wait for you if it knows you have an exit strategy. They basically make it a point to say, a mimic isn't going to hang around forever. If you hide and it knows that you can leave, it's going to leave you alone. They are only going to attack you if it's a 100% certain kill. That's the only time it's going to fuck with you. Other than that, they'll just let you go. Yeah. So that, my friends, is the mimic.
The mimic.
Now the mimics are fucking terrifying. I think that was the scary, like Moot says, the scariest part. There's a part
so
in that like found
unsettling.
Footage video where the door, they're just banging on the door and it kind of makes your heart jump a little couple times.
It says it's like the mimic will make sounds with the intention of terrifying you. And then there's like that knocking noise. It's like, doof, doof, like in one channel of the audio. I was watching this at like 9 o'clock at night alone in my house and was just like, I might be about to die.
Fucking hate this. Hate.
This is it. This is the one.
Yeah. 100%.
But those are my videos.
That hands
now,
down.
The nice thing
unsettling
is,
as shit.
The nice thing is, with all the distractions and the interruptions, we're 48 minutes in and only four videos deep.
Hell yeah.
So
Mike talked a lot.
I will let you guys take over.
We're gonna pause for a second here.
Okay.
All right. We ready?
Wowie Zowie.
Walbert. Bob Zalbert.
Bow.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's great. We learned about some creatures.
We stumbled through those first four videos very nicely.
And I'm going to make mine a lot shorter.
Mine were short. You people made them long.
So that's fair, I guess. So the fifth video that we get is about the harvesters. Now,
I love this
dude,
one.
I know. These guys are dope. I this thing is just a meat plant and I love it.
Yep. It's just a meatball.
So this thing, it literally is. It's just a giant meatball in the ground with tentacles that fucks everything up. So it's got
it's
large bulbous
Italian
masses. Yeah, pretty much. Where's my meatball? Anyways, large bulbous mass. All right. Just like imagine like a meatball, like an actual meatball, like that's in the shape of an egg, I guess.
Meat egg.
Yeah.
Meat egg. And it's got these big, long tendrils that grow underneath the ground. And basically, these are made when a meat node on a crawl becomes so big that it never actually falls off. And then the crawl actually turns into this.
It's a meat tumor.
It's a meaty tumor.
So the tendrils that it has that are under the ground have these like big, thick, like teethy spines on them, that help it catch its prey. If you are hit by these tendrils, it will cause paralysis and it will stop your blood from clotting so that essentially any wound you have, you will just bleed out completely from. It has got a 100% fatality rate. It is not great.
It's a crit kill if I've ever seen one.
So once it's got you in its tendril, these secondary tendrils come out of the ground and essentially just move
penis.
Penis.
Being clear.
Basically they come out of the ground and they just start like kind of like thrashing you around to like basically get the rest of your blood out of you.
Dude,
there's so many better ways to do that than just...
I don't care. Like, out of all of these fucking entities, this one, literally, to me anyway, was the most, like, savage. Because
it
paralyzes
the Loki thing to you.
Yeah, it paralyzes the shit out of you and makes it so you can't
clot. It knows
clot.
Exactly what it's doing.
This description just made me think of a new one that they should implement. And it's basically just like a meat centrifuge that you fall into, and then it spins you around really fast so that all your blood separates.
It's the Gravitron, but biological version.
That'd be fucking amazing. Just a meat carnival ride.
Finally, a meat particle accelerator.
Oh my God.
That's what we needed.
There's an analog horror, the meat carnival.
Oh my God. That's definitely flesh pit adjacent. Yeah. All right, so yeah, so basically, like I said, these secondary spines, they come up and basically clean up the carcass that's left on the ground, like once it's dead, and pulls it into the ground so that the crawl and the harvester can feed off of it, because the blood basically populates everything that is in this species.
They thrive off blood.
Yeah, so the spines on this thing, they only go for large animals. And they theorize that the reason for this is because they'll have, like, let's say a bunny comes by, the spines of the harvester aren't going to go for the bunny because they want the bunny to attract larger prey to the area, which it then can feed off of. So it's that,
fucking
that whole,
smart.
Like,
it's like a Venus flytrap.
Well, yeah, and it's that theme of, like, the circle of life is kind of, like, happening. So you've got your crawl populating the area with prey and predators. And then you have the harvester feeding off of that. And it's that like continuous chain that we're seeing from the crawl to the mimics to the harvester. You know, I'm like, each one seems to have that its own purpose, its own like reason for what it does. As we move on, you'll see a lot of the crazy craziness that is these species. At the 4 minute and 12 minute mark on this, or the four minute and 12 minute, that did not make sense. 4 minute and 12 second mark, of this video, there's like this flash that you have to like really fucking work for to fucking see. But it's a newspaper article. And basically what it says is, family attacked by harvester while hiking. Authorities refused to handle the issue, only put up warning signs. So essentially the authorities didn't do anything about this. A harvester killed a whole family, and all they did was put up some signs saying there's a harvester in the area.
Good.
Like, don't go here now, I guess.
Very good.
It's the harvester's territory now.
Maximum effort. Awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I'm in a nutshell, the harvesters are...
Well, are you going to get rid of it? It's underground. What do you want me to do? It's got spiky tendrils.
As far as we know, they don't move. They're just kind of placed in the ground.
Throw a suitcase at it.
Yeah, it does say if you're like, if you happen to be in the area and you think there's a harvester around, you should probably throw your shit at the ground to like have the tendrils snap at it, so you can start like, it says take big like swat or big strides, yeah, crab walk away essentially,
like Zoidberg just, out of there.
Just throw all your shit at it and get the fuck out of there. Because like I said, it only goes for big prey, and I guess, you know, be like a deer, a human, a bear, whatever it is, it doesn't really give a shit. It's going to get you if you weigh X amount over whatever, you know, that sets off its tendril. So, but yeah, that's the harvester. They're pretty badass meatballs, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, I love those things.
Is the tendrils the spaghetti to the meatball that is the harvester?
Yeah, pretty much.
This is where Scientology formed.
Yeah, fucking watch the South Park episode. They explain it all there. It's fucking crazy. All right, so the next episode we get is documentary 6, The Host of Influence. This, I think, might be my favorite monster that they have.
It's pretty
just
great.
So weird. It's just so weird. I don't even know. Except, so most people call it the host. But what it does is it's a semi-humanoid creature from about the waist up. Its lower part is basically comprised of tendrils that are like stuck in the ground that basically keep it like, you know, bolted to the ground, even though it is mobile, but it's very, very slow. So it has these like weird, like hollow hairs that are on its back, and these hollow hairs, they kind of look like, you know, spines almost, but they're like really, really thin. What they do is they produce a spore. And this thing will release spores into the air, and they are super, super hazardous to like human life. It doesn't, as far as I know, affect animals, but what it does is these spores will travel super long distances. And if a human was to ingest the spore or breathe in the spores, basically what will happen is the person will start to get really sick.
Worth noting, the spores are like this, almost like curry, like colored, like yellowy brown.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It's like a gross, like shit color.
It looks like, the color of fish food. Like,
yeah, sure. So if you happen to get this disgust bug into you, you're going to see some like notable, symptoms, which is restlessness, sluggish movements, numbness, lack of coordination. And this is going to happen for, you know, a good 24 to like, you know, 36 hours or something like that.
Spores called four roses. Am I right, man?
Yeah. So once you go past that, like 24 hour mark after getting sick, it's going to turn into dizziness, migraines, impaired speech, and what they label as trembles.
Trembles.
I got the trembles.
I got the trembles, ma. Yeah, so you might even notice your fellow, you know, people around you exempting these
fellow humans.
you'll see them kind of like this. However, the last thing that happens is once you've gotten to this point in the sickness, you will just start walking straight towards the host.
I'm down with the sickness.
Just won't stop. You will just keep walking towards them and walking towards them and walking towards them until you are face to face with this thing, and it basically guts you and murders you and then feeds off of you. Now, if someone was to perchance stop you from walking and took you to, I don't know, let's say a hospital or something, you could recover and you would no longer be sick. I think they said it took like 36 hours or something, and you'll be back to normal for the most part. You'll get over the infection from the spores that you've got in your system. Now, this thing is kind of crazy, and the way it looks in the videos is really cool too. This thing is super rare, and there's only been one person, I guess, that's gotten an actual photo of this thing ever. So very, very rare, but they're like these long range murderers, which is kind of a really cool idea.
They have a death honestly. Note.
Like, they yeah. do. They have a death note.
Dude, those
they
pictures
just sneeze at you. And
I was so curious about like the story around those photos that exist. You know what I mean? They just seem like they're out in the middle of fucking nowhere. Like, who does that?
Yeah, it's just like chilling in the snow.
Yeah.
Just like, all right. I don't know. That kind of tweaks me out. Like, just the whole fact that they can like shoot their spores and they just travel long distance. Like,
yeah.
How, like, who knows, like, how many people they could.
Enjoying a wonderful vacation in Sandals, Jamaica, and then all of a sudden.
Sandals, Jamaica! Driving your new car!
Into the woods where a host is. Oh my god, that was a host. The guy that hosts, say Jack.
What? You're a host.
He's a host.
Jack Patsack?
Jack Patsack.
It all
He's a
comes
host.
Pat, full meat circle.
Sat Pat Jack. Love it.
Sack Jack.
Sack Bat Jack Arack.
Bangarang.
Yeah, but that's pretty much it. Bangarang. That's pretty much it for the host of influence. This thing is pretty narnar for Sharshar. But the next thing is even more narnar for Sharshar. And the next thing is called the Monolith. These guys are very new, only showing up at about 1971, which is about 40 years after the crawl originally first showed up, just out of the blue that one day. And there's only 7 of these things that exist. There are 7 monoliths. They are fucking huge.
It's fucking Siren Head.
Pretty much. They're like 120 meters in height. They're just comprised, like the way they look is like they're just a meat tree trunk.
Yeah.
And they pretty much are in the shape, you know, like a human shape, essentially, like long legs, a torso, a head that is actually a upside down triangle with a hole in it. And then its arms are just like a mass of tendrils.
It looks like a wireframe figure that you would have made in high school.
Right.
It's a meat shadow of the Colossus.
The meaty shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah, exactly. Now, they simply kind of stand around and do nothing. And they've actually only done something one time. And basically,
I will do nothing, but I'll do something once.
Yeah.
Boy, will you not like what I'm going to do that one time.
So basically what happened was, like, when they showed up, the government was like, well, that ain't right, huh? What's up with that? So
what is that? Now you, Billy, but that don't seem right to me.
Perfect rendition.
That's not okay. So they go over to him and they're like, what's up, my guys? And they're
the
like,
fuck is that?
They didn't like that at all. All right. So they let out this big EMP blast, apparently.
They didn't know what to do. They were just like, fuck it. Hit the button.
Fuck. Hit the fucking button. I don't know.
So the government gets close to these things, and these big meat monoliths.
Why are they southern?
EMP blast. What?
Never mind. Keep going. I'm getting hung up on the wrong fucking details.
Yeah.
That's fair.
What do you think that is, Billy? I don't know. Shoot it. See what it does.
Why are they standing there?
That's one big ass Slim Jim.
Get a fork, Timmy. I want to see what happens.
Sorry, Doug.
Well, they're just really big and they just stand around and do nothing. Well, what fur?
This is just what the government sounds like for some reason.
That is.
Well, God don't make no junk, Billy.
God don't make no junk.
Anyways.
Must be purpose. There's a reason for everything.
All right. We'll rewind it a little bit here.
It's all part of the plan.
So these big meat titans essentially let out an EMP blast, and the government's like, oh, shit. So they're like, we're going to shoot some fucking rockets at them. So they shoot these giant fucking rockets, and the monoliths essentially take a bunch of damage and then recover super quick.
Oh, neato.
Like, yep. their flesh is gone, and then it just, like, reforms.
Dragon Ball
They
Z.
Got Wolverine.
Oh, yeah.
Wolverine. Oh, yeah. They got Piccolo power.
Yeah.
Do they go, and it comes back?
You want to see something cool?
From this giant tower?
So I will say this video is actually a lot shorter than a lot of the videos, but it's because they don't know, like, we don't really know much about the monoliths. The only thing that we really can, like, discern from this is that there's seven of them, and they're in this, like, about a mile diametered circle from each other.
Oh. Don't like
they're
that.
All surrounding one area that's actually redacted in the video. We don't know what that is. And that's it. That's all they give us about the monoliths. They're these giant beings in a circle in redacted. And that's kind of all we get. We know that they got very angry one time, and then the government chained off the area they were in, and they're like, we're gonna just let you guys do your thing.
Y'all are wilding out right now. Damn.
Y'all are scary as fuck, and we don't know how to deal with that. So now
did the government just, like, throw its wallet at these things, like, I'm sorry, here's my money.
They actually gave it a milk cart, and they're like, take my milk.
they put a fucking fence up and said, like, nobody go near these things.
Don't,
maybe they won't
don't
fuck
go
us.
Here.
They put a giant fence up, like, if they can't see us, they don't exist.
Yeah, exactly. Right. If we put 200 meters. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. They had no way. They were just like, I don't know. I don't know.
Just don't go by it.
There's a fence.
Just don't. Yeah, just don't do it.
People will listen, right? So now, if you were to watch this in order, you'd watch, you know, episode 1 through 7 of this documentary, and you'd get all of the creatures. But if you were paying attention, that graph that they keep showing, there's a slot for another creature, but there isn't a singular video for that creature. Now, if we go to the full footage upload of the Living Meat Research documentary, we actually do get an entry for the very final creature.
Oh, yeah.
But it's only specifically in the re-upload of everything as one whole documentary.
Which, now, honestly, that fact right there is actually a pretty important fact just to take note of.
I think it is. It's important because it's something we're going to be focusing on a lot in the next episode, I want to say.
Next episode. I also feel like there's a certain, I don't know how to say this without saying it.
Je ne sais quoi.
It's a certain, like, disturbance electronically that might make more sense as more goes forward.
I know exactly what you're trying to say.
Okay.
So now, compared to the other videos that we get, this one's a lot different. It doesn't look like a training video or like a, here's the things you need to know. This thing that they're talking about is called the singularity. Now, all we know about this is we know less about this thing than we do the monoliths, right? So it's a black orb that gives us a glow of like luminous colors. There's an absence of color, but then it also kind of emits all colors. It's typically found suspended in air by unknown forces, and it's pretty much any info that you could find on this has been said to be confiscated by officials, and not much is known to the general public. Now, what we do know is that sometimes it emits transmissions and sometimes electrical signals. That's all they give you in this. There's a small little blurb about it, and that's the info that's given on it. It's not very long. It's not a whole there. You really don't find anything else other than that. However, this upload looks a lot different than the other uploads. There isn't a slideshow format for it. There's not a voice talking about it. Well, there's a voice talking about it, but it's not like the voice we're like used to hearing. It's almost like somebody else uploaded this. Like, it wasn't supposed to be there, if that makes sense. I think that's kind of what Jason was trying to get at.
We have a Snowden now, leaking things.
You know, obviously the National Meat Research Team was doing their job to help us. And we can only hope that they are going to keep giving us information about this stuff. But that's it. That's it. That's all I have on that. Because that's all we get. That's literally all we get in that. You just have to watch the whole, like, you go to the very end of the re-upload and the singularity has its own little section at the very end and you can see what I'm talking about.
Hell yeah.
But this is where everything changes.
Fred Durst-ing it up.
So this is where everything changes. We get a new video called Vita Carnis. Cook at home kitchen.
Dude.
Cheese crawl penne cook along.
This was...
It's so uncomfortable.
There's only one other video in this series that made me more uncomfortable than this fucking video.
The video's pretty funny. It's like, you get like this, like it's like somebody's channel surfing, right? Now, while they're channel surfing, I do want to bring up, there is a part before we hit the cooking channel where we see a thing that says wanted by the CSIS, Vincent Barrere. Keep that in mind.
Oh, Vincent got later. Himself into some trouble.
But that being said,
the Vince boys are at it again.
Once they're done channel surfing, we get to a cooking channel. And basically, it is how to cook a cheese crawl penne. And that's it. It's really all it is. It's really funny. Here's what you need. 3 cups of penne pasta, 3 Ooh. Cups of fresh crawl, 1 cup of cheese, 1/2 cup of green onions, and then you need some salt, some Cajun spice, parsley, dill, garlic, and some pepper.
Is it just, but, seriously, just say cheese? Just cheese.
Cheese. Whatever.
Just
whatever
1 cup
feeling.
Whatever. Cheese.
Just brie. If you got it, just fuck it.
Yeah.
You're eating a meaty tentacle, and your concern is what cheese am I using to
garnish
it with?
It doesn't matter, because you're going to just douse it with flavor enhancer anyhow. So.
That's fair.
Exactly.
That's fair.
And that's the most important part, is that you need to have the flavor enhancer. We don't really know what that is right now.
Just don't
other than the fact that it's just a flavor enhancer that comes from a company called Nutrier Co.
And you shouldn't let it get too hot.
Yeah, you need to apply it at below 60 degrees Celsius.
Yeah, which is, that's, I mean, to be fair, that's pretty fucking
hot. That's
so
pretty warm, yeah.
Now, as you watch this, it's literally just like a 6-minute video of somebody just cooking. Like, you're literally just watching them fucking cook.
Put the dullest knife on the planet.
The dullest knife
like
on the planet.
Yeah, like, it looks like they're trying to cut the fucking crawl, and he's, like, having a fucking, like, conniption trying to fucking cut
a chainsaw next time.
I think the point is supposed to be like the crawl is really tough because they mentioned that, but then he goes, and I thought that, and then he went to cut the onions and I was like, no, that knife is just dull as shit.
That dull. Yeah.
Now, other than the fact that we've mentioned this flavor enhancer, that's really important, but we have no info on it yet, so I'm not going to, you know, talk about it at all. The other big thing of importance that we need to talk about is the fact that this man who is cooking, or woman actually, who's cooking this dish, is wearing basically rubber gloves, a hazmat suit, and wearing a respirator.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
So
the respirator, yeah. The respirator part is something that you should very specifically pay very close attention to here.
Like, why in the piss would they need a respirator to cook this? You know what I'm saying?
And
like,
one other thing that I just want to make a point of it. What color is the stuff they throw on the food there, Doug? Like that flavor orange. Enhancer, like a yellowy brown orange.
It's a good, it's a yellowy brown orange kind of. Okay. Yeah.
It
looks like
a
paprika.
Yeah.
If you will.
Like a turmeric or a cumin.
Maybe a cumin. Maybe cumin's a better one.
Or a spore.
Cumin. Cumin all over the meat.
Maybe.
A what there, cumin. Mike? I don't know what that is.
What?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, I said whore.
Whore. It is a whore, yeah.
They are that color.
That's what I said.
This time of year.
However, this is the part in the episode where I regret to inform you that we're coming to an end and that the rest of this
like
will
the show.
Be...
Over, like it's done.
This is our last episode ever.
The last episode of Pluto is part one.
Dude,
reincarnated.
Dude,
and if you want part
there's
two,
no,
fuck you.
There is no other way that this show does not come to an end. It is like literally right before the important part of like a part two episode or
please,
some shit.
Okay, the final episode of Diluti. Cicada 3301.
Part one of
oh my god! If you guys ever see Cicada 3301, just know the end is nigh.
Yeah, it's over. Just...
Oh, that's amazing. That'd be funny as fuck.
That's the biggest fucking blue ball move we could ever make.
The end of the episode is Mike just going, ugh. And then it just like ends.
Just abruptly. Yeah. Fuck yes.
The hell bonus we let out that month is just 40 minutes of me just mumbling about how pissed I am at that episode.
Well, Mike, you want to take us out here?
I'll take us out by saying if you want to support four other types of meaty boys, you can go to patreon.com/dilutipod or diluti.com and you could chip in some sort of currency that you wouldn't mind giving away to a couple of fleshy men. And when you give us this currency, you yourself will receive some treasures in return. You'll get things like a bonus episode here and there. You'll get live episodes that you can be a part of if you give a certain amount.
Whoa.
Game nights that I do a game night every month. We have one coming up here this week, but when this airs, it'll be last week. So you figure that out. And then, you can also find us on all of our socials. If you go to diluti.com, it has links to all our socials on there. Linktree.com/dilutipod, all our links. You find us on Twitter, Facebook, the Instagrams,
TikTok,
technically TikTok, and YouTube.
Twitter.
We're on YouTube. Just look up dilutipod or don't look under the internet everywhere and you will find us.
Feetpics.com.
Just look up DilutiPod everywhere and don't look on the internet everywhere. Also, if you want to reach us, DilutiPod@gmail.com. You can also reach us via our Google phone number. That is 630-909-9366. You can send us a text. We'll respond. Or if you send us a phone number, or I'm sorry, a voicemail, we'll play it on the show. Once again,
if you just text us a random phone number, 630-909-9366.
We look forward to hearing those. You might hear one at the end of this episode. Who fuck knows? I'll also go ahead and say, you know, there's a lot of flesh going on this episode, but you know what we haven't talked about too much is teeth. Teeth are great. My daughter's got a couple coming in.
We had a whole throat teeth segment.
We did have a whole throat teeth segment, which sounds fantastic.
Three.
And I gotta say, them's is great. Our P.O. box is in the description of everything. Send us some teeth. There we go. Doug, what you got?
We just renewed the P.O. box, so please
make it worth
more
it.
Megamind DVDs. Send me more Megamind DVDs.
Make it worth it this year.
More.
We got one package. Or
hey
two.
Man, to
one,
be fair,
one
that,
got returned,
and what,
so. One got returned. That was not us.
But to be fair,
but still make it worth the money we spent on the P.O. box, please.
One of those packages did contain a pretty girthy dildo bottle opener. With Diluti brand.
That didn't even come
it.
To our P.O. box. Oh. That was hand-delivered.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Well,
I brought that.
Never mind, then. My point is moot. Almost literally.
Actually, it is, because I
Yeah, yeah.
Motherfucker.
Doug, say people do.
Anyways, yeah, slap your peens against your beans. Cleave them, actually.
Cleave.
Bean cleave.
Bean cleaver.
Cleave beans, cleave peens. Nailed it.
Moot, say people.
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 What say you to people?
People.
A wise words from a wise man.
Indeed.
Pull that
P. Jason, say.
Stay say. Paranoid, like always, but also pull that P when you can. And if you ever want to confuse people, just answer their question with a simple, okay,
I pull up. Let's go.